Joining us this morning for a legislative update, your 12th District State Senator Keith Gaynor. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for taking the time to join us. Last chat, we were talking about budget deficits. Any movement in that area?
Oh, we're still talking about it. And actually what has happened is I think it's going to be this week yet. And the reason I say I think is there was a preliminary release about the income tax and how it was going to play out and who was not going to be included and that kind of thing. So, I mean, it's literally talked about as an income tax, although the Constitution says Washington State shall not have an income tax. But that's kind of where we've gone as far as the discussion is. It's not going to be like the capital gains tax was, an excise tax, but a flat-out tax on income. So that part is moving forward. And then they've talked about other things that might be adjusted as far as taxation, possibly lowering the B&O tax. But honestly, I don't see that happening because we still are going to be coming up short as far as projected revenues. So I don't see anyone getting tax relief, unfortunately, but that's where we're at with that. And then on the transportation side, the concern I think I have is that we're talking about bonding, which is fine for projects that have long-term life, but when we're bonding for maintenance and preservation, I have, you know, real concerns that we haven't really analyzed our budget in a way that is being real responsible with the money we already have.
Every session, housing and homelessness seems to come up. What's the conversation this session?
Well, it's still coming up. And, you know, back when I was at the county, we had a 10-year plan, I know, that statewide to reduce homelessness. And at the end of those 10 years, we found that it actually had proliferated. And I think we're still dealing with the same issues because it's not as easy as just approaching everybody that's on the street and giving them a home and life will go on. I mean, there's much more underlying issues, which everyone is well aware that, you know, the drug scene is very fundamental, I guess, when it's the basis of a lot of the homelessness. And obviously there's still people who are finding themselves in difficult financial straits, but that is really not where the real issue is. I mean, it is the people literally on the streets of our cities. So when you talk about some of the rural areas, I mean, in fact, I've talked with some cities that have programs that have been very successful, and some of the things that are being talked about right now will actually undermine the success that they've had. So once again, I think you've heard me say many times, it's really important for us to let local governments respond to the issues that they have within their communities in a way that really fits their community. And that, unfortunately, is not the way we put laws together in the legislature. It applies to everyone statewide in the same manner, and it doesn't always work well in different cities.
How about public safety and law enforcement? We know there's a couple of initiatives, one including the proposal to ban face coverings and those sorts of things. Any further discussion or the updates on that?
Well, the mask bill, the face coverings, is in the Senate right now. It went to rules. It could be pulled to the floor at any time, so we may be voting on that in the Senate. And so that's where that is. That's moving forward. And, you know, that it's really... It's talking about all law enforcement. So I think it's really important for us to be careful what we're doing because we've asked people to enforce the law and now we're trying to tell them how. And we have been for the last few years telling them how they can enforce the law. I mean, providing restrictions that may actually put them at risk. So I think it's very troubling to me that this is kind of the direction we're going.
Okay. This one's kind of, I shouldn't chuckle, but it just kind of strikes me odd. Senate Bill 5833 that would allow drivers to idle their cars for up to 30 minutes to protect their pets.
Well, I don't know the ins and outs of that bill, but I think it's just basically, you know, keeping the car cool enough for the pets if you were to leave. But, yeah, that's interesting because we do have another bill that makes it okay for you to actually leave your car running, because right now it is against the law to do that. So there's some little, small little bills that actually will make people more law-abiding because of a current practice. So Hopefully the pets will be able to be kept cool.
What other items are you tackling down there in this abbreviated session this year?
Well, you mentioned about initiatives, and there is the bill that is hopes to change how initiatives are done. And initiatives have been fundamental to the state from the beginning. I mean, it's embedded in the Constitution for the public to have a right to send their issues to the legislature. We've got initiatives before us right now that are not even going to be heard. And if you look at the state constitution, it says it takes, priority. And so that is troubling to me, that they're making more difficult for people to express themselves. And it doesn't really matter what your issue is, what side of the aisle you're on, or what your focus is. I mean, the fact that the public is being denied a fundamental right, that's very concerning to me. There's another bill that is in play right now, and it's an abortion savings account, and they want to set up a savings account by putting a tax basically on all premiums for health care. And so not only would the health care provider, but the taxpayer, anyone that had a health insurance policy, would have to be paying a tax that would go into this savings account to pay for, abortions. And, I think, we're really expanding the scope of government. And there are some things here that, along the way, as I had said before, everything is getting taxed. And to me, this is a very troubling bill for the way that it's being set up. Mm-hmm. But there is another bill that has to do with using the cameras for license plate reading, which has been a very effective law enforcement policy. Now, I know that it's a reaction to some of the things that have been going on at the federal level, mm-hmm. but you'll hear from local people, and we've had cases in Chelan County where that has been very instrumental, because their license plates have been on a camera. They've been able to focus on a vehicle which has occupants that they're trying to trace down for other crimes that have been committed. So it has been a very effective tool. So once again, I think we have to be really mindful of the ramifications of some of the decisions we make and how it affects the law enforcement's ability to actually enforce the laws.
What sort of conversations are being had regarding artificial intelligence and child safety? Are there thoughts coming out on that?
Well, I know that there are. I'm not in that circle and being on that committee, but there are some bills that are being talked about. I haven't seen anything actually come forward yet that has passed out of committee, but that is a real concern about what the ramifications are. I know that we've talked about, it's TikTok and Snapchat and some of those platforms, and some of the concerns that have been surfacing, and some of the things that actually have affected people very negatively. And I think it's when we realize how much time young people spend on their devices, there's a real concern. So I think we have to be very careful, again, what we're doing and how we're doing it, to make sure that, we are being effective in our lawmaking.
Yeah, I'm sure more to come on that, for sure. Anything else that we want to get out to the community this morning, Senator?
Well, I always, encourage people to give us feedback, because, sometimes I feel like, we have a pretty good sense of where people are, but it really is important to hear from constituents. There's a lot of things that happen that develop as a result of, past sessions and things that have been, put into play. And it's really important for everyone to stay engaged in this process, because, most of us go about our lives and don't really think a whole lot about it. But if you're in case of a small business owner and you're trying to make ends meet, you're very engaged in your day-to-day activities. And yet, there are a lot of things that are happening that make it more difficult for you to do that. So, you know, if you come across things in your life that you think, and this just doesn't seem right, you know, I should share this with my senator and representatives, I would encourage you to do that mm-hmm. because it's, we want to, you know, have a good sense, a good pulse of the people and be effective in what we're doing, whether it's for something or even to stand up against something. So everyone's feedback, it really is critical.
All right. Well, as always, we appreciate you taking the time to get us up to speed down there in Olympia, and we'll look forward to our next opportunity.
Well, as always, Jeff, I enjoy the time and appreciate the opportunity to talk with your listeners.
Thank you so much. It's your Senator Keith Gaynor, 12th District Legislative District, that is, State Senator.